All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Downtown Daybreak Public Infrastructure District number one to order. Today is April 23rd, 2026. It's 9:05 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if we could get everyone on the call to state your name for the recording and record. We'll start with the board. Eric, your vice chair, would you like to start?
Yeah, Eric Carlson, vice chair.
Mike Kunkel, secretary.
All right, if everyone else in the board meeting, if you guys could state your name for us.
Yes, David Cannon.
Julie Randall.
David Quant.
This is Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first item is the board meeting minutes from our last meeting in February. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yes.
Okay. Could I get a motion to approve?
Eric Carlson, a motion to approve.
Thanks, Eric.
Mike Kunkel, I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Mike. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, our first item is appointment of the new board members. So, could I get a motion then to approve David Cannon as a new board member for the district?
And Michael, before we do that, let me maybe just state so we have it on the recording that
Okay.
David Cannon will be replacing Brad Holmes. And that's important just so that we have that connection to the original appointed seat and that same term will track. So David Cannon is replacing Brad Holmes.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Matt.
Okay, Eric Carlson, motion to approve.
Thanks, Eric.
Mike Kunkel, I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Mike. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, second motion then would be to appoint David Quant to the board, replacing Mike Kunkel.
Eric Carlson, make a motion to approve.
Thanks, Mike or Eric.
And David Cannon, I will second the motion.
Thanks, David. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, so then our third motion would then be to appoint the new district officers. So the slate would be David Cannon as chair, Eric Carlson as treasurer vice chair, and David Quant as secretary. Clerk.
Eric Carlson, make motion to approve.
Thanks, Eric.
David Cannon, I'll second that.
Thanks, Dave. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, Matt, was there anything else before you hopped on? We had talked a little bit about the new location requirement.
Yeah,
Anything
and
you want to talk about?
no, I got the end of that conversation, and thanks to Julie for letting me explain that need. And really, what we'll need from the group in order to implement that is we just need the physical address of where that location is going to be, and then we need to know who is going to be the point person to coordinate that site, so that when Christy, organizes the meetings, schedules the meetings, she knows who to reach out to coordinate on the posting of notice and so on.
Any questions, board?
I'm just reading some. This is Dave Kwan. I'm just reading something there on the district compliance with the ADA Act. I'm assuming our location for the PIN meeting out there probably needs to have or be ADA compliant.
Yeah,
It should,
would,
yeah.
so the trailer's not
Trailer.
trailer. Okay. Eric's suggestion of the fire station civic space.
Yeah, okay.
And I'll talk to the city about that, how scheduling and process could work.
Okay.
And we have to man that as well. So we can discuss that internally of who will
Yeah.
go out there for that.
Yep.
So it does not have to be a board member. If you just have someone that can just be in the room, all we would need them to do is connect to the Zoom meeting and just be there physically.
Okay.
So it can be anybody that goes and does that. So no board members required.
We can also send Michael down there if we need to in a pinch too. So
I would be more than happy to come down.
You're comfortable in fire stations, right, Mike?
I am very comfortable in a fire station. Yes, sir. Good. We also need to start having quarterly financial meetings to go through the financial statements. So Christy is going to send out some options. Well, actually, let's talk about them, Christy. What date were you proposing? And let's see if it'll work for you guys.
Second Tuesday. So the first one would be May 12th. And then each quarter, same, we'll keep the second Tuesday, and we have a 10 a.m., 2, 3, or 4 p.m.
Do any of those work for you guys? So we'll need five a year going forward, five meetings. So we will do it.
Perfect.
So like the May meeting will be for the first quarter financials, and then the month after the end of the quarter, it'll be a month and 2 weeks after the end of the quarter, we need to have a meeting to cover those financials. So for the third quarter, we'll go into November, where we will cover the tentative budget. And then in December, we'll cover the final budget to do that adoption. We're on a calendar fiscal year, so that's the way that will work.
We can do second Tuesdays. We do have like our detailed project development meetings most of the day Tuesdays, so it'd have to be the late afternoon option if we're doing Tuesdays, but that can work. Okay. I guess I'll speak for me and David Kwan. Eric?
I'll make it work.
Okay, so we'll plan on the 4 o'clock meeting time then?
Yeah, if we could.
Okay, perfect.
And we can always adjust those in the future if one's upcoming and the board has a conflict, just let us know. We can move those around, but we do need to just have a regular schedule on the calendar, and then we can adjust from there.
Yeah,
great.
State auditor requires us to go through the financials and have you guys see them, and then when we do the audits, the auditors want you guys to be able to see the expenses for the previous quarter. So, okay. Anything
else? As far as doing those filings with the MSRB, is that handled by Zions or your firm, or who handles those quarterly filings with the MSRB?
So how it will work is every quarter I will send out a development update for you guys to update the quarterly report. So I'll finish the report. All I need from you guys is what's happened in the previous quarter. So on there, it'll list out, you know, any new, if you've got new zoning, if you've done any development agreements, you know, progress of the development, percentages of what's been, I looked at it the other day. So percentages of what's been completed with the different phases, all of those things. They'll want a couple of site pictures so that visually you can see how the development's going. Once you guys get that, then I compile everything. David or Eric, I'll send it to you for your signature, and then I'll send it to Zions, and then Zions is technically the one who puts it up on Emma for the reporting.
Thank you.
So it'll all go through them.
So you'll send us the report prior to these quarterly meetings?
Yep.
Okay. And then these quarterly meetings, since they're financials, they will all be public meetings going forward?
They will.
Okay.
So I would need to look at A12 for
this thing. Yes, our first one, and then the second Tuesday at 4.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, and when we get them all, Christy will send out just a one page that just lists the rest of the year. And the reason why we have to do that is we have to post on the Utah Public Notice website Sorry, we're done with the agenda. We have to post that annual meeting schedule every year on the public notice website. That way, if anybody from the public wants to join, then they can join. There's all the information there. They can actually set up where they get email notifications anytime we post anything regarding the district. So we have to post that. That's a requirement. So she'll go ahead and post that for the rest of the year. And then she'll send it to the board so that everybody has it.
Great.
Okay. Any other questions?
No, and we're working on those compliance items, and we'll have those over to you. We've sent over David's canons, and I'm just wrapping up some other things for Carlson. And once we get clients, then we'll send everything your way.
Okay, perfect.
I wanted to specifically say thank you for working on those disclosures. I know they're not pleasant, but they are required. So appreciate everyone's efforts.
Yep.
You bet.
Yeah. The legislature threw a couple curveballs this year that we didn't expect. So the new disclosures and then the having to have the board meetings inside the PID or the sponsoring entity, they were things we didn't expect. So. Just to let you guys know, there are two other things by the end of the year that I'm going to need. One of them is, so I'll fill them out. I just will need signatures. So these will both be for David Cannon and for Eric. They're called a fraud risk assessment. So if you guys remember in our first board meeting, well, David Cannon, you probably, unless you were there. We adopted a bunch of policies. So the fraud risk assessment really relates back to most of those policies, asking if we have those in place.
Okay.
So I'll fill that out. I'll just need you two to sign. The other thing will be a financial certification. For this year, we don't need an audit. Now going forward, we will need an audit. So once the audit comes in and we review it, then you guys will sign that financial cert, and that what that really says is that the district's in good financial position. So I don't ever expect there to be an issue or a problem. So those are required by the CAO and the CFO. So Eric, you're obviously the CFO is the treasurer, and David is the chair. You're considered the chief administrative officer for the district. That's how the state auditor has it set up. Okay. So those are required every year, so I'll get those to you later in the year.
Okay.
One final thing that we haven't talked about yet is for both Davids, there is a requirement that you complete. Well, two things we haven't talked about. One, there's an oath of office that we will send out to you that you need to sign in front of a notary and return to us. And the second thing is there is a required board member training that you complete online. We'll send you a link to that. It takes about 20 minutes or so, maybe less. And once you're done, it generates a certificate, and we just need a copy of that certificate to put in the district files. It's something you only have to do once.
Yeah, Julie's ahead of you there, and I've completed it.
Yes, the training. You've Great. Completed, and I think I still have the oath of office that I can print out for both of them. I'll go back and get those.
Okay.
If you don't, Julie, let me know, and I can just shoot it over.
Okay.
Okay. Any other housekeeping, Matt?
Michael, going back to the audit, so Pinnacle will publish the financial statements for us, and then do we need to find then a third-party auditor to go out and have those reviewed and give their opinion on it?
No, we have a couple that we've used.
Okay.
We've got quotes. So in our bylaws, we have to go out for us, because of the threshold, we're still at three verbal quotes. Now, we've already done those, so we can use those that we already have. Now, it's up to you guys. If you have somebody you want us to use, But typically we're using Squire and we use Haney and Company. They're the two that have been the most competitive. And I would say 95% of the districts use one of those two. So we won't need one until next year. Well, actually, let me think about it.
This fiscal year, probably.
Yeah, because we're in 26. So we will need the 26 one that will happen next year. So
okay. we'll probably engage the auditor around the first of the year.
Okay. Okay. Thanks for clarifying.
Yep. Okay. Anything else that you guys need from us?
We're good.
No.
All right. If I could get then a motion to adjourn.
Yeah, David can. I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Thanks, David.
Dave Kwan, I'll second that.
Thanks, Dave. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right. Good to see you guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey.